Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, former Illinois Congressman Glenn Beauchard toured 39 Southern Illinois counties trying to bring peace to our political process. I chatted with him last week as he made his final stop in Belleville.
My wife and I were honored to serve 39 counties in two different congressional districts in Illinois. And we've been listening very carefully over the last several months to all the voices that are out there on the social media, as well as on the national news broadcasts and so on. And there's just a lot of talk about violence among people, even people who have been friends for life, you know, are speaking in terms of hatred and violence. And, you know, it just seems like the country is not willing to get along with one another. So we thought, what can we do to get voices of nonviolence out there? Because John Lewis was one of my closest friends in Congress. And so we decided to go back to all 39 counties that we had represented, march around the county courthouses, which is the seat of law, hold up our signs of nonviolence, and then I give about a 10-minute speech on Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, which is a document that talks about how we keep the country together and what our birthright is as American citizens. President Lincoln had to remind us that in what he called the conflict that threatened national suicide, the Civil War. So that's what we're doing, Brian. So we're here right now getting ready to start in Belleville. We've got a few folks that'll be joining us, but, you know, the word has gotten out all across southern and central Illinois, we hope.
So what do you think is the basis for this, all the talk about violence and, as you know, the vitriol that we see so much now in politics? What's behind all that?
Well, when I taught history, I always taught our students that America, the great majority of Americans, dwell in the middle ground between the extremes. They're not laissez-faire, hands-off, do whatever you want on the one extreme. And they're not autocratic. I'm sitting here as the boss with an army behind me on the other end. They're in the middle. And sometimes the country will be slightly to the right or slightly to the left. But we've never let the extremes be the prevailing force in our democracy. And that's what's happened today. The extremes on both sides are the one that command the attention of the American people, and they refuse to sit down with each other. You know, this democracy is a family, and there are times when we have to sit down at the kitchen table and iron out our differences, you know, and compromise and find the middle ground. My wife and I have a difference. We sit down and iron it out. She doesn't get everything she wants. I don't get everything I want. But we find that middle ground. The middle ground is evaporating before us today because people insist on the extreme point of view being the prevailing point of view. And it can't be. Democracy can't exist on the extremes. President Lincoln said in a speech in 1838 at the Lyceum in Springfield, he said, and these are important words, he said that, where will it come from, this threat to our country? He said, will it come from some military giant striding across the ocean? He said, no, it won't. He said, all the armies of Europe and Asia combined, could not take one drink from the Ohio River or one step on the Blue Ridge. He said, if destruction be our lot, then it must come from us. We ourselves, he said, will live as a nation of free people, or we will die by suicide. And the Civil War almost took us to that point of national suicide. Now, today, we have to think about that. When the country is so divided and the violence and the hatred is being spoken on every medium throughout this country, we got to think about pulling back. We've got to think about the voices of nonviolence being the prevailing voice, not violence, unity, not disunity. And so President Lincoln has given us a formula for that, and we've got to go. We've got to do it. And so that's what's wrong today. The extremes are the prevailing thought, not the middle ground.
But why is that? Why do you think it is the extremes that are at least vocally and visually the prevailing thought?
Because I think the leaders of both sides have decided that their politics is going to be all or nothing. We're right, you're wrong. And no, nothing in our history has ever promoted that kind of political thought. Nothing has. And for some reason today, the leadership is failing us because they're not standing up for the middle ground and the great majority of people. They're catering to the people out on the edge, out on the extreme. And that will do nothing but take us farther away from the principles of the Declaration of Independence, which say we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's our guarantee. That's our birthright, right there in the Declaration. And you know, when leaders are talking about, you know, denying those rights, denying those freedoms, diminishing those freedoms, you know, for anybody, it doesn't matter what the race is, the ethnicity, the religion. These are rights given to us by our forefathers that formed this country. And we've got to get back to the middle ground and respect each other's opinions rather than saying it's all my way or no way, because that takes us farther away from the guarantees of the Declaration, not closer to it. And so that's why we're in the trouble we're in, because leaders are catering to the extremes and not the middle ground where our democracy thrives.
And finally, how do you hope that your appearances around Southern Illinois will help change things?
Well, we're going through 39 counties, and all we can do is be a voice for nonviolence, to be a voice for peace, not the kind of stuff that's going on in this country today. This isn't a political march. We're not allowing campaign literature. We're not allowing campaign speeches. We're trying to speak out to be a voice that will say violence doesn't work. And we've had a lot of media coverage. We've had a lot of folks that have shown up. The word is getting out there. And whether or not we change all the people that I think, you know, want to get back to that middle ground, I don't know. But as a citizen of America, we've got to do our best. We've got to speak up. We've got to stand up, not in violence, but in nonviolence. One of my best friends in Congress was John Lewis, and we spent 10 years together. And I am such an advocate of nonviolence as the way to get us back to those promises of the Declaration of Independence.
Former Illinois Congressman Glenn Pushard, after touring 39 Southern Illinois counties, trying to bring peace to politics.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!